From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military's commander in Afghanistan says the campaign remains on track. General John Allen's comments after the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, paid a visit to the war-torn country to address the rising number of attacks on American troops by Afghan soldiers and police in the last 2 weeks. The latest attack occurred yesterday in Kandahar when two police officers turned their weapons on U.S. forces, killing one of them. The number of such attacks is more than double what it was in 2011. In Washington, President Obama was asked about the rising number of attacks on coalition troops. He says, in order to train Afghan forces effectively, both sides have to remain in close proximity cautiously.
Part of what we've got to do is to make sure that this model works, but it doesn't make our guys more vulnerable. In the long term, we will see fewer U.S. casualties and coalition casualties by sticking to our transition plan and making sure that we've got the most effective Afghan security force possible. But we've got to do it in a way that doesn't leave our guys vulnerable.
The president made an unannounced appearance at the daily White House briefing today after facing growing criticism that he wasn't making himself more available to reporters for questioning. Republicans Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan reunited on the campaign trail today in New Hampshire. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it was the running mate's first appearance together since Ryan joined the ticket more than a week ago.
The Romney campaign originally wanted to announce Paul Ryan's addition to the ticket here in New Hampshire. The scheduling didn't work out, but the sweeping optics of this town hall meeting suggested what a VP rollout might have looked like here. The setting was made for campaign ads, with thousands of people on a grassy college campus and a massive banner saying America's comeback team hanging on an ivy-covered red brick building.
I know you're not here just because I'm your best buddy or Paul is or just diehard Republicans. You're concerned about the country.
This was Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney's first unscripted moment answering questions from voters together. Romney insisted that Ryan take a crack at every answer. Now they split off again, Ryan to campaign in Pennsylvania and Romney to fundraise in New Orleans. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.
The Augusta National Golf Club is allowing entry to female members for the first time in its 80-year history. It's welcoming former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and South Carolina financier Darla Moore. The 62-year-old attempting a record 103-mile swim from Florida to Cuba is said to be back on track after having a pretty tough night. Diana Nye had endured jellyfish stings as well as a storm. Her support team tweeted that all hell broke loose last night as a storm temporarily blew Nye off course. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 10 points at 13,265, NASDAQ off 4 points. This is NPR News. The Taylor Bridge fire in Washington state still not contained. We have the latest from Sarah Lerner of member station KUOW.
The fire has spread over 35 square miles. Mick Mueller is a spokesperson at the Fire Command Center. He says he's optimistic about current efforts, but he's very nervous about how dry the forest is.
We have 6 more weeks of fire season, and we have the Labor Day weekend coming up where everybody's going to want to go out in the woods one last time. The woods are so timber dry, and they're going to want to have their campfires and their fire rings, and they want to go out on motorcycles. People have to be so careful in the woods.
More than 1,000 firefighters are on the Taylor Bridge fire, and Mueller says no one can be pulled off to fight new ones. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lerner in Seattle.
Well, speaking of, firefighters across the western U.S. are continuing to battle a series of raging blazes. And, of course, the latest round of fires was sparked mostly by lightning strikes. Crews in Northern California are trying to gain control of that rapidly growing fire that has destroyed at least 7 homes and forced thousands of people to flee. An autopsy report says a death of a man who was shot in the head while his hands were cuffed behind him in an Arkansas patrol car was a suicide. Police have said officers had frisked Travis Carter twice after traffic stop without finding a gun before he was fatally shot last month. Tributes are pouring in for Hollywood director Tony Scott, who reportedly killed himself over the weekend in California. Scott's movies included Top Gun, Crimson Tide, and Unstoppable. They kept audiences at the edge of their seats with pulse-pounding action that had come to characterize his films. This is NPR.